This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. At least 100 people are dead in the collapse of a garment factory in Bangladesh today. Nearly 1,000 more have been injured on the outskirts of the capital city, Dhaka. It's the second disaster at a garment factory there in less than 6 months. And a lot of those plants make clothes for Western companies, clothes that eventually wind up on store shelves in Europe and here in the United States. The BBC's Ambarasan Itharajan is at the site of the collapse. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Did this building actually just collapse, or is it true, as I've been reading, that there were reports yesterday that there had been cracks and that officials had been told to stay out of that building?
That's what local media reports have been saying, that there were reports of a crack, and one of the eyewitnesses also told a local daily that they were reporting cracks near the generator room and also in some of the pillars. Then this morning, this eight-story building where I'm just sitting outside this building, it just came crashing down, trapping hundreds of people inside. The officials here, they're not commenting on this newspaper reports about whether cracks had appeared or not, but what one of the ministers had already said, the building probably might have violated construction codes, and they are looking into this case.
Do you know what companies that the workshops in this building were making the garments for? Were they Western or European countries? Do you know?
It's not still clear what are the Western brands this company or this clothing factory was making. This building housed a garments factory. And as you know, Bangladesh is one of the leading exporters of ready-to-wear clothes, mostly to the European Union and to the United States. And even last November, when a factory caught fire outside the capital, Dhaka, more than 110 people were killed. Later on, a trade union activist found labels of various Western retailers. So probably we will come to know about what were the Western brands or possibly the Western retailing brands which were produced in this factory. But it is too early to say at this point, because the authorities are now focusing on rescuing people and taking the injured people to the hospital.
You know, there's been some success in pressuring factories in China to raise their working standards, you know, Apple being the most successful case, actually. Is there any chance now that this second horrible disaster in 6 months will increase pressure on Bangladesh and American factories who build there to change their standards?
Yes, indeed, because Bangladesh has emerged as the second largest exporter of ready-made clothes after China. It exported nearly $20 billion worth of clothes last year. And the Western retailers are increasingly turning towards Bangladesh because the cost of production is increasing in countries like China. And so Bangladesh is emerging as a leading destination for retailers making cheap clothes. At this time, it has come. So it will put pressure on the Bangladeshi factory owners to improve safety standards.
These workers who were killed today in this collapse and the ones who were injured, do you know how much they might have made, say, per month in salary?
The workers, they earn on an average, the minimum wage for these workers is between $37 and $40 a month. But factory owners, they say most of the workers are skilled. This minimum wage is only for those who are starting the work. Within a few months, we increase the salary, and the salary goes up to $60 to $80 a month for most of the workers. But trade unions in Bangladesh, they say Bangladeshi workers are the lowest paid for this type of work in the world.
Ambarasan Itharajan with the BBC just outside Dhaka, Bangladesh. Ambarasan, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much.